W4DJXS listening.
W2HXS, W4DJW, good morning.
Dave, how are you on this cold, chilly morning, winter, whatever you want to call it?
Well, I slept late, so I'm just now getting my cup of coffee. I'm doing pretty good otherwise. How are you?
I got a dental appointment this morning on my way to Spartanburg. Other than that, it's a little chilly.
Well, I opened my inbox this morning, and as I was scrolling through, I thought of you. This guy on that IC7000 group is selling a bunch of stuff. An IC7000 with the IC3 speaker with an AT180 tuner with a Jetstream 33-amp power supply inside a Pelican case, all for... I think it's $875. Are you interested?
Yeah, I don't need the power supply or the AT180. I've already got one of those. If they'll part it out, yeah. If not, I don't need all of it. But I don't know. That's a tough decision. I would take it, yes, if I need all that. But, again, I don't need everything. I've got a good power supply.
Well, you could take it and sell off the components you don't need and pay for what you paid for. You know what I mean? That AT at 180 is not cheap. Neither is that power supply. Neither is that Pelican case.
That is true. You know, I guess the brain hasn't warmed up yet, but yeah, you're right about that. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I sent him an email first thing because I thought you might be interested. So he's out in Seattle, Washington, so that's 3 hours before they get up. It's 4:30 in the morning for them. So he won't get up and read it. But another guy had replied to it and said he was out of town. He sent him another email. But on his email to the group, he said the prior sale fell through. So we'll see what happens. We'll see when he responds. If he responds, I'll forward you the email and ping you to let you know I did that. So I don't think that's going to last long because, effectively, if all you want is an IC7000, that's a free IC7000.
True. Yeah. All right. Then I guess. I would be interested in that. That would be pretty cool. Let's keep an eye on that.
All right. And you say you're headed to the dentist?
Yep. I got to get my bottoms relined and set in place properly so I can eat properly.
Well, best of luck there. I hope they give you pain medicine or they give you. I don't care if it's pain, but I don't care medicine.
Oh, no. These are dentures. The teeth are already gone.
Still, it's the dentist office, right?
It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. I've had teeth issues my whole life with root canals and soft teeth and all this stuff, and it doesn't bother me. I go in there and, okay, do what you got to do.
Well, that's the same thing I do, but I add on to the end of that and make sure I don't feel any of it.
Upon the procedure is basically over. You know, that ended, like 12 years ago. And then I had a couple that were left taken out a few months back. But I forget when the heck it was, April, I think. And April, May, something like that. And then probably because the gums have receded and everything and the bottoms just sit there and they flop. It's tough to eat sometimes.
Well, I hope they get that taken care of, okay? I'm not going to keep you. I just heard you in there, so I thought I'd see if when he replies, you wanted me to forward it to you, and I'll do that. And wish you best of luck and stay warm. It is 29 degrees, according to what my temp thermometer says. KB2HXS, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, thank you so much. And, man, the sun is bright this morning. I'm on Highway 357 here, going out the back way, and the sun is right in my face. Oof. You have a good day, sir. W4DJWKB2HXS. See y'all later.
Be at home looking at the inside of your eyelids. KN4VWA.
Hey, did you see what they did with our club? Our flying club?
See what they did with our what?
Our flying club. The FAA made the AMA CBO, A CBO is a community-based organization. That means when our club files for it, we'll be able to continue to fly past September of next year. Good news, really good news. I'll let you and David get at it. Just wanted to, I don't know if you saw that yet or not, so that made my day this morning, W4DJW.
Did not see that. That's fantastic news. So so the Freya will be able to fly there without transponders.
You've got that correct. We don't have to worry about it. We got plenty of time to build transmitters of our own that match their capability, their requirement capability. So life is good. Carry on, W4DJW, going back to my coffee.
There you go. That does sort of eliminate our ability to FPV at distance, does it?
No, not at all. We can still do that. You can fly within a certain range, and you're within line of sight from your club. And if you want to go beyond line of sight, you can file for a exception. And they are granting exceptions if you got a good reason. And if our good reason is research, then it's research, right?
This is true. This is true. All right. Well, good deal. Good deal. Hey, go soak up some of that caffeine. And, one more question before you go. How long was it before you got results? Didn't you wear one of those little monitors?
Well, that's hard for me to say. I wore the watch that had the monitor built into it. I got results. It took them 2 months to get me in to do my test. And during that 2 months, I was scared. So I was scared straight. And I got on the elliptical, and I was doing the elliptical every day for 2 months straight before. And it was gone, almost gone, by the time I got to time to take the medicine. Then when I took the medicine, the exercise plus the medicine, and about 3 months went by when it went from every other day down to once or twice a month.
Well, you and I do not have the same thing. Let me give you this. Whenever I eat a heavy meal and I go horizontal, I can induce it. And all I got to do to get rid of it is get vertical again.
Well, I could do what you did to induce it, but I could not do what you did to get it out. I had to either exercise or exercise and then rest usually got me out of it. Hard exercise. And you know, while you're doing it, your heart's not, the top and bottom of your heart are arguing with each other, so your blood's not getting oxygen. That makes it even harder to exercise. But if you push through that and then rest, it would go away from me, but not just getting horizontal or vertical.
Yep. Okay. Good enough. All right, well, go enjoy that caffeine perk up. We'll talk to you again soon. Dave, are you still there? Not KD2HXS. Dave, are you still there?
I are. Man, I got the sun in my eyes this morning. Bad. What are you doing up so early?
I've got to meet an engineer down at my building.
Ah, playing with the trains again, huh?
No, not my building at the house. My building, you know, down at 107.
I know what you were talking about. I just had to rip you a little.
It is truly the wonderment of Greenville County and their inspectors. And, well, I'm just not going to get wound up this morning. But suffice it to say, non-engineers telling engineers what they have to do.
Now,
go into it on the air, because all I'm going to do is get all wound up, get up on my stump and all that kind of stuff, and nobody wants to hear that. So you and I will catch that at some other point on a landline. And I'm looking into the sun, too. Thank goodness I've got, if Dave is listening, thank goodness I have my new prescription sunglasses. They are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. As Lawrence Welk would say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Any bubbles floating out of them too? No, I knew what you were talking about. I just, like I said, just got to rib you a little. Yeah, no problem. I'm actually going to get my bottoms, the lining straight so they sit nice in my mouth.
I'm glad you clarified what bottoms you were speaking of.
Well, if I'm going to the dentist, I mean, come on now. Put two and two together, Mr. Engineer Train Man.
No. I just barely caught the very tail end of y'all's conversation. And I didn't know where you were headed.
I apologize to my good southern friend, Steve. I'm heading to the dentist this morning. I have an 8 o'clock appointment. It's a follow-up with my dentures to get them relined and set in so they sit properly.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess. Get them situated, make them comfortable.
No problem, because the teeth were already gone, and when they made the new tops, they fit in pretty good. Unfortunately, the bottoms, the bottom gum line is all healed up and receded, and the bottom denture kind of rocks a little bit, and it's just a little difficult to try and eat with them in.
Well, yeah, that's an issue that's got to get solved right quick, like, and especially in my situation, considering my girth. I'd have to have that solved right quick and fast in a hurry.
When they have the post put in, they put in like four posts on the bottom, and then they act as support, and also the denture would snap in, and you know, no need for glue and all that. But I didn't. The bone density on my jawline wasn't thick enough, or not dense enough, or something, and they couldn't put the posts in. But oh well.
They tried to put in a crown, a screw-in type crown in me, and I had the same issue. They had to pull that thing out, and I can't do those screw-ins either. How were they held in, by mechanical or magnet?
What, the posts or the dentures?
The dentures to the posts.
They just snap right in. Sometimes they can put them in on a permanent basis, and they screw them down with like a little Allen screw. Then they fill the hole in permanently. They can do that way, or they can snap them in and out.
Had to snap in and out, and if I'm not mistaken, hers went in and out. Those little posts were magnetic.
Oh, was they magnetic or they actually snap? I don't really know the answer to that one. Being that I couldn't go that direction, I didn't really investigate too much more.
What you mean? And I think I'm probably going to be in that same boat for, you know, before too long. Hopefully, a good bit further down the road, but eventually.
Eventually or eventually? I went to Affordable Dentures up in Spartanburg, and they did a fine job, man. I went for the better package, the better material. So I'll get the 10 or 15 years out of them if I take care of them properly and don't drop them and step on them and run them over and stuff. Otherwise, you get those really cheap plastic ones; they wear out in 5 years.
Wow. Well. So what did that run you, north of 2,000?
It's like 3,300, something like that. And I just paid cash and was done with it. I didn't play games.
Yep. All right. Well, that's about what I did for my hearing aids. Man, I'll tell you what. Getting older is not for the faint of heart.
But you know what? For our respective ages, we're in pretty good shape compared to some people I run into out here.
Oh, I'm blessed. Yipper. 67 and still out running the roads, dealing with the county and all kinds of stupid stuff.
This is a depressing conversation, N4ZLK.
I'm sorry, did you hear something? My hearing aids are going dead. I didn't hear anything. How about you, Steve?
I can't
KO4HKX. I was going to think the same thing.
Oh, my God, there's a whole bunch of noise on here. I got to go, Steve.
My hearing aids are failing. I couldn't quite hear you. You know, all the hair in my ears just from being so old and, you know, all that hair flapping around. I didn't hear a thing.
I guess the frequency is clear, Patrick. How are you this morning?
Hey, my memory is gone. I don't know what I'm saying. It's falling without him, right?
Y'all doubled up, and I'll make room. KN4VWA, I'm clear, y'all. Take it away.
Turn off, just because you can't hear.
Send it in there a little bit. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Yeah, my hearing's gone. My eyesight's bad. My memory's shot. Who is this again? Where the heck am I? Good morning, everybody. KB2HX says mobile. Goodness. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Steve, since you want to run off. Just listening to that conversation, I'm like, what have I got to look forward to?
It's going to hurt just listening to it.
You were trying to make. Let me see if I have this. The point we're trying to make is for our respective ages. I don't wear hearing aids. My eyes are pretty good. I have most of my hair. I would say about 90% of my hair. I got a few follicles falling out over the years, but 12. What is this guy doing? Good Lord. This big old earth move just pulled right out across 29, cut us all off.
I've delivered to a lot of people over the years who are in pretty rough shape. Some of it's self-induced, a lot of it's self-induced, and, you know, some of it's bad luck, whatever, genetics. But I know, we just had to give you a hard time there.
Don't mind. You know, give me a hard time. I can take it.
You could.
In a hurry, didn't he? N4ZLK.
You know, he's gone. Steve is gone, but not forgotten. No, it's just, you know, I'm in pretty darn good shape for my age, and I feel good. I don't, you know, whatever happens, you know, if I have if I'm underneath the house too long and my back tweaks a little bit, I don't, you know, I don't cry about it. I just, okay, go home and sit and stretch a little bit, do a little yoga, and it'll, you know, it'll stretch out, and I'll be fine tomorrow.
Trying to figure out what to say to that one. I don't know. I guess I'm in pretty good shape for my age, too. Nothing to complain about. My knees are really the only thing that really bother me.
Father-in-law always used to say, getting old ain't for sissies. And, of course, he had a heart attack at 21, back in the late 50s, early 60s. They put him in the hospital, kept him in there for over a year. He was one of the early open heart surgeries, and they didn't know what they were doing at the time. It was more of an experiment. And of course, when you lay in the bed for a year, you got to learn how to walk again. They really mistreated him, but he was grateful for every day he had. So I think that's the main thing. Just be grateful. N4ZLK.
Got to be happy with what you got, not what you want. You know, I'm very happy with what I've accomplished over my lifetime. And if I go tomorrow, hey. I'm good with it.
That's the main thing, is being grateful for what we have. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and most of us aren't. All we see is what everybody else has got, and that's what we want, instead of being grateful for what we do have.
Common problem that humanity has. It's everybody struggles with that to some degree.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I look at things like, do I need that guitar or do I want that guitar? And if it's for me to have, then it'll come easy. I don't have to sit here and blow up my credit cards and you know, just save for it and get it, you know. I'm not going to sit here and cry about it if I don't get it, you know. And that's just one example.
We'd all be a lot happier off, or better off if we did that, but like I said, we all see what everybody else has, and we want that no matter what it is. We're not happy where we're at. It just appears that way. But like you say, Shane, that is human nature. So never settle for what you got and be happy with it.
Struggle, I know that. Anyway, Good morning to both of you, and Steve, if he's listening. He may be out.
Shane, have a good rest, and we'll talk to you either this afternoon or tomorrow morning again. Patrick, over to you.
I imagine you're at the house now. Get ready to go to sleep for a little while.
The house. I didn't work last night. I'm off on Wednesday nights, and I did sleep most of last night, so I am going to go back to bed in a little bit, but going to get some stuff done, I think. Try to run some errands or do something productive anyway before I go back to bed. But sorry, N4ZLK.
And I'm at my next stop, but they're not here yet. So not quite 8 o'clock.
Dave? Call. What time did you get going this morning, Patrick?
Good morning, N4IQ Mobile.
I believe it's Bill. This morning I left the house at, what was it, 4:45?
Get up and talk to you, but I stayed up too late last night. Good morning, Bill. N4IQ, N4ZLK.
Patrick and Shane. Oh, beautiful day out here. Cold, but still very beautiful. I just got in the car. Cranked it up maybe about 10 minutes ago, get everything nice and warm, which it is. It looks like it snowed out here, though. So much frost on the ground. Looks like it just got both of y'all before you check out this morning. Go ahead, Shane.
Headed to the Y?
Yes, I am.
I hope their pool is inside.
I might look. If they moved it outside, I'm going back home.
Hey, just wait, Jeff. I'll cut you off, too.
Yeah, I said sorry about that. I had to duck out. I had a quick phone call from a customer.
Bill, I'm with you on the swimming pool. If it's outside, I'm done. I'm going back to bed.
I'm not sure who the other station is, but anyway, good morning to you. This is N4IQ. Tell you what, the water is almost always nice and warm. It's like 82, something like that. It's for the old folks, and I'm definitely a minority when I go over there. It's not because I'm not old, it's because I'm male. Most of the people they're females, but that's all right. There's a few of us old guys that go in there. The exercise is just as good for us as it is the women. But it's nice and warm. I've never gotten in it when it was what I would call cold. It's always very pleasant. And today I can only be there for an hour. My haircut appointment changed. He moved it up an hour, so I won't be able to go to the second session. Let's see. So, Shane, you're going home. Well, I guess you're going to go do some chores and then go to bed. So, Patrick, I guess you have the rest of the day, I suppose. Where are you going?
I'm over here in the Greer Taylor's area all day, running my route over here. Go ahead, Dave, pick it up.
Yeah, sorry, I had to duck out quick. I had a phone call from a customer. Good morning. KB2HXS Mobile, almost in Spartanburg. Man, these people drive like knuckleheads up here. But anyway, I'm almost 2 minutes out from my appointment here. So I'm just going to listen out, I guess, for a few minutes. I got to pay attention to the traffic as I get closer to Spartanburg.
Hey, good to hear you this morning. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Dave, I've talked to you once or twice before. I think you're in HVAC work, as I recall. I'm in the RETIRED category, which I do enjoy. I'm glad. There's two ways I can go to the Y. One is through Five Fork, and the other one's actually go to downtown Sensenville and cut over the back way, go to Walmart, and then go to the Adams Mill. The Five Fork one is actually better. They finished that construction over there, and I keep forgetting to go that way because it does cut off 5 minutes or more, I suppose. I just need to remember it. I'm still foggy here this morning. Okay, Greer, Patrick, what other sections do you cover? I mean, do you go over, do you go to Spartanburg or East Clemson, those places?
Oh, Bill, I don't go that far, but Dave, good to talk to you this morning. I'm sure I'll talk to you down the log today. Mainly stay between Easley and Greer and Travelers Rest and North.
That's a wide area. I'm sure they keep you busy. Yeah, it does sound, I was thinking, trying to think of a beach. I can't think of it. All right, so you're kind of, you're north of 85 mostly. Kind of like the weather. 85 corridor, it seems like that's the dividing line for a lot of the weather. All right. I think Dave said you're checking out. So go ahead, Shane.
Noticed the, seems like the weather does just go along 85, and anything above it is where the worst weather is. I heard somebody say one time that they thought that that's why they developed it along that line, because they knew, I don't know if that's right or not, but it seems like a barrier anyway. And Patrick, just a comment to you. I figured I probably had this on my truck, but I didn't see it, and I'd never really looked for it, but I found my plug-in for my block heater. I'm actually trying it out this morning. Since it was so cold, I thought I'd plug it in and see if it makes a difference. Go ahead.
Huge difference in the truck, but recommend it if you're going to use it. Don't leave it plugged in all night. Just go ahead and put you a heavy-duty timer out there and turn it on about 3 hours before you need to use it. That's all it really needs to warm the truck up, because you'll use a lot of electricity for that block heater.
Draw is on that?
Right off the top of my head, KO4 HGX.
Heard. It's probably a waste of time and money, but, you know, to leave it plugged in all night like that, to use the timer. But anyway, now I can say that I have an electric vehicle. I can just take a picture of it plugged in, and I'm green. I'm good to go. Go ahead, Bill.
I don't think Elon Musk would agree with you calling it electric. That's funny. I used to, when I was working, go up to Minnesota a lot. And a lot of the times it was during the winter. And I'd fly into Duluth and go over to where I had to go. And when I got to the motel, all the cars were plugged in because it was usually late, and the trucks that were outside were all running all night long. it was cold up there. I just keep a charger, a smart charger that plugs in through my cigarette lighter on, and it works really good. I really don't have a problem starting this expedition up. It's a big engine. Go ahead.
Ian and Dave, if you're still listening, I'm going to have to clear out. It's getting close to 8 o'clock, and I got to get in here to these guys. Good to talk to y'all this morning. Bill, you be careful out there on the roads. Shane, get you some rest, because it's going to be a long night. And 7-3 to both of you, KO4 HGX.
So a lot of tools. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you again. N4ZLK.
Patrick, yeah, I have a productive day and make a lot of sales and a lot of guys happy and you happy. Yeah, Shane, that's what I do. I just It's a smart charger that doesn't overcharge the battery. I just, during the wintertime, I pretty much just leave it in this car. And, it goes through one of the, I call it cigarette lighters, but it's not. It's one of the accessory plugs that's in on the back seat and just back feeds through the battery in it. It really, really works good.
That makes a lot of sense. I think one of the main reasons for the diesel, the block heater, first of all, they got two batteries. It takes a lot to turn them over, but then it also takes a long time for that diesel to warm up. It idles at such a low rate, such a low RPM. It's like half the speed of a gasoline-powered car. So I leave the house in the morning in the wintertime. I'll drive 5 to 10 miles before it actually gets warm enough to get the heat going good. So this supposedly makes a difference. I'm sure it does. A couple guys I work with said that they can turn the truck on after having that plugged in like that, and it'll start defrosting the windshield right away. It's, you know, it's not hot, but it's definitely a lot warmer, and it also turns over a lot easier.
For diesel. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was wondering about that. Yeah, a block heater, I think, I'd have to agree with that one. Probably a lot better. Yeah, you must park your truck there at the house. Hop in it. I guess it's because of the hours you keep. But, yeah, when I used to go to Minnesota, the motel that I stayed at, I was visiting a paper mill. But the place I used to stay at had outlets for your cars. So you had your little block heater. Of course, it wasn't like it for a diesel. But everybody plugged in before they went night-night. And, boy, you needed it up there.
I know it makes a difference. Now, did I understand you said you're on their way to the Y? Did you say there's a couple of different Ys you can go to, or different ways to get to the Y?
Yeah, that's confusing. There's several different ways to get to the Y.
I go to the one on 14, or right off 14 there?
The Adams Mill Programs location, they have an indoor pool and other facilities there, and it's... They call it programs. They have seniors program, senior adult swimming, and they have kids swimming lessons during the summer. Plus, they got some soccer practice fields and stuff like that. But it's not far from the Walmart marketplace. And I think that's 14. I believe that's right.
14 and Adams Mill are kind of, or it comes right off 14. So, yeah, I know where you're talking about. I used to deliver out there. Some of those neighborhoods, there's a lot of houses out that way.
I tell you, probably that should be in the business like you are. Most people probably don't realize how many houses are in that vicinity, over.
Well, no, until you start running into the neighborhood and going... You know, taking all the streets, they just keep going back and back and back. And a lot of times there's only one way out of those neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize how many houses back there until I started going over here. And one day I said, I'll just drive around. I was actually looking for a shortcut, which I never found. But I need to remember to go the Five Fork direction. The other thing is, when I cut over here, I cut on the back side of the First Baptist Church and go kind of the back way, go by the elementary school here, and there's a lot of mamas, I guess maybe some daddies too, that are letting kids off. I have to remember to really slow down over here.
No non-busy area in Simpsonville anymore, just about all over.
Let's see. Have you been working any HF lately?
Back onto it. couple nights ago, or a couple days ago, we had my youngest son and his wife were staying with us for a little bit. They were switching apartments, and it was kind of a bridge over. So they were with us for about a month and a half, and I lost access to my radio room while they were here. But I did talk to a guy in New England, W1KA, last night, and hit a couple of European stations a couple nights ago.
I know you're glad to have your room back. I lose my, not my radio room, but I typically sleep in the guest bedroom because I got these hours. Like this morning, I got up at 5:45. My wife doesn't get up till, she doesn't come downstairs at 9:30. Let me put it that way. So our schedules are so different. So a lot of the times I'll sleep in the guest bedroom. But, and I get used to it, and I really don't like it when we have people come and throw me out, over.
You get kicked out of the guest bedroom.
Because, I tell you, my big old boy, Toby, he likes to sleep down at the bottom of the bed. And when I go to bed, he follows me up there. He hops up on the bed, and he don't like it either when we can't get up there.
The guests probably wouldn't appreciate him being at the bottom of the bed as well.
I hate to say it, but we had somebody going to come last February. I said, well, you know, so there's a cat named Murphy. He weighs about 35 pounds. I said, he always sleeps up there, and so does Toby. You know, he's 90 pounds. I said, they'll make room for you. I think she kind of took me seriously. I was joking, you know. I mean, it's true they do go up there, but, you know, and she changed her mind. She said, well, she's not the one going to come. And I said, well, you know, I was just joking. You know, you can always shut the door. N4IQ.
Talk to people that they're pretty serious about their pets, and sometimes the pets take precedence over visitors.
Well, that's what my pets think. I know that. These two. So we also have a cat. His name is Murphy. He is roly-poly, a huge butterball. He's a big cat. I mean, big cat. I went to pick him up the other day, and I said, my goodness. If I took him to the vet, and we normally don't take him to the vet, he's really a healthy cat. You know, he gets shots and stuff, but I tell you what, I was just shocked how heavy he was when I picked him up.
Range of sizes that house cats can get, just all the different breeds there are out there. I've seen some pretty big cats. We had one when I was a kid. He said it was like a Maine Coon cat or something like that. It was all black, and he had six toes on each foot instead of five. It was interesting, but man, he was not afraid of anything, and he stayed outdoors at nighttime. We'd put him out. We didn't do the litter box thing back when I was a kid. We'd put him out at night, and he'd come back in the morning and stay in the house. Sometimes he'd come back with scratches or little marks on him, bleeding marks and things like that, but he always came back.
Where home was. Yeah, we have multiple cat boxes. Because we have multiple cats. We have a cat door. They come in down to where my radio room is, the basement, really. Finished basement. They can come in and out anytime they want. Which they do. Well, I'm here. So, nice talk to you, Shane. And, hope you get some sleep today, and it's quality sleep, and you get some chores done. Over.
And good to talk to you. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy that warm water. I'll talk to you again. N4IQ, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, N4IQ, QRT.